Imagine a drought so severe, you cut down trees so the cattle could eat the leaves. Imagine a year when your crop yielded nothing and you simply tied the corn into shocks and were happy to earn a dollar a day to do so. It was reality for this man during the warm and dry 1930s. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
My name is Charles.
My name is Charles.
One day I had a sudden headache.
I had a headache.
My arm went numb and I felt confused.
My arm went tingly.
I was having a stroke. My wife dialed 911.
I had a stroke on the bus.
Seconds made all the difference.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911.
Time lost is brain lost.
For more information, visit powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
I'm often asked how we come up with all the story ideas you hear on the American Countryside. The answer is they often come from you, the listener. You can submit your story idea and listen to past broadcasts at AmericanCountryside.com. You'll also find our award-winning books and CDs, all based on our programs. We'll even personalize them for gifts, and there's always free shipping at AmericanCountryside.com. Take a listen to some of your favorite programs and browse our American Countryside store. Send us a message about a story in your area. We look forward to seeing you at AmericanCountryside.com. Gene Tunks remembers the tough farming years of the 1930s. He helped plant many crops in that decade.
Well, my dad used a drill, one-horse riding drill.
In the mid-1930s, the harvest from those plantings was slim at best.
It was just nubbins, what you'd call a nubbin, with maybe some grain on it. You couldn't have planted it. The grain that was on there wouldn't have come up, I don't think.
Gene says that despite the lack of grain, they still shocked the corn to make some feed for the winter.
I was cutting corn by hand with a corn knife. Then we got to tie twine around the corn stalk. Got a nickel for that. Well, I figured if I could cut 20 shocks, I'd make it a dollar.
That dollar was a good day's wages. Even if you did get a crop, harvesting the ears by hand was a slow process compared to today.
If you could pick 100 bushel a day, you were quite a picker, you know. But it depended on the corn, too.
Grass was short or non-existent in the worst drought years. The family cut trees to feed the livestock.
Elm trees is the one that they liked the best. Of course, I can see the old cows chewing those leaves, the slobbers coming out of the mouth, you know.
Today, droughts can greatly reduce yields, but there's usually a small amount to harvest. Gene says in the 1930s, there was often nothing. Today's disaster would have been their bumper crop.
Just like right now, you got corn makes 60 bushel. Well, we thought that was a hell of a crop, even back in good days back then.
He says one of the biggest changes is air conditioning. You can escape the heat these days, but it was very difficult to do so back then. Traveling the countryside in King City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.